I'm Yasmin Alibai Brown, and I'll be telling you the story of the Nightingales of India. Trendy young Indians sitting outside one of Mumbai's famous theatres, playing a popular Indian game, singing one Bollywood song after another, as they do often.
That's like an all-time favorite.
A 100 years old, Bollywood is a multi-million-pound marvel, a global spectacle. Its stars appear on the covers of Time and Forbes magazines and are even more popular than Hollywood stars like Tom Cruise and Julia Roberts. But behind the glam, the glitz, the kitsch and the money lies an even more incredible story of two sisters, revered by Bollywood fans the world over, yet largely unknown by most in the West. They've sold more records than the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and came on the scene long before anyone had even heard of Elvis Presley. But who are they? Lata Mangeshkar, or Lataji as she's fondly called, and her younger sister Asha Bhosle, or Ashaji. They're playback singers, two women now in their 80s, who've sung the songs lip-synced by actresses in the movies for generations. Devraj Sanyal, Managing Director of Universal Music.
We run the Rolling Stones catalogue. They celebrated being a band for 50 years this year. The Mangeshkar sisters have been around for 70 years. 965 films have both Ashaji and Lataji, or only Lataji, or only Ashaji. I think the sum of all parts of everyone else would tantamount to a number like that.
Lata and Asha have been my pop idols for as long as I can remember. During my childhood in Uganda, my mum listened to sad Lata songs through the night as she sewed clothes for customers on an old Singer sewing machine. Japani, our African kitchen servant, had his own favourites, mainly Asha numbers, which he didn't understand but sang all day long. The beauty of the voices overcame all barriers, including language. Lata Mangeshkar arrived in 1943, followed closely by Asha. Their voices, though very different from each other, are mellow, melodious, intensely feminine, and seemingly ageless. During the dying days of the British Raj, they raised the spirit of the colonized nation with freedom songs. Independence came, optimism rose, then fell, and Indians experienced wars, assassinations, corruption, and economic stagnation. Through it all, the sisters delivered pleasure and solace, rode the waves of history, and surfed the dramas of day-to-day life. They gave wings to both happiness and unhappiness, made emotions fly high and dive deep. Every post-independence prime minister has met and honoured them. Every South Asian on the planet knows of Lataji and Ashaji, though we may not agree on which one is the better singer. Their voices have become part of the Indian DNA. I went to Mumbai to talk to those who've worked with them or have followed their remarkable careers. Sadly, Ashaji, who had recently lost her daughter to suicide, was unable to meet us, but we were lucky enough to be granted a rare interview with Lataji. She invited us to her home, to the same modest, simply furnished apartment where the family has lived for decades. No burly bodyguards or fawning entourage surrounds her. Wearing a plain yet elegant white sari as always, her famously long hair in two neat plaits reaching down to her feet, she quietly slipped into the room. Diamonds twinkled on her earlobes, the only sign of affluence. I'd never imagined that I'd get to meet the great lady whose songs have got me through good times and bad. Her niece Rachna was there to translate the answers Lataji gave in beautifully enunciated Hindi. The sisters were born into a musical and theatrical family. Their father, Master Dinanath Mangeshkar, was a respected classical actor, musician and teacher.
मैंने singing start किया तब मैं 5 साल की थी. वो तो एक कमाल बात थी. मेरे पिताजी बाहर गए थे और उनका शिष्य वहाँ बैठ के गा रहा था. तो मैंने जाके उसको कहा.
Since her dad used to teach a lot of students, there was one student there who was singing, but he wasn't doing it correctly. So this 5-year-old child actually remembered what was taught to him and went and corrected him. That is when the father realized that I have this huge ball of talent right at home. So that's how it began.
Her beloved father died suddenly when she was just 13, leaving the family virtually penniless. As the eldest of 5 children, Lata had little choice but to go out into the big wide world and find work. She set off for Bombay, as it was then, to the land of movies where dreams could come true. It wasn't the done thing for young girls from good homes to follow such a path, but there was money to be made for someone as young and talented as she was. Lata's biographer, Harish Bimani.
There was no time for sentimentality or even emotional outbursts. She took up acting because that was the first thing that was offered. She knew she was no actress and she hated it. She acted in some 5 or 6 films. And then, since these roles also had singing in it, in those days actors used to sing, there was no playback singing or there was less of it, the whole film industry noticed and realized that she was a great singer. And she branched out into singing. This was her true beginning.
Songs are the undying soul of Bollywood, remembered long after the films have come and gone. Almost every movie has at least 6 musical numbers. Danny Boyle understood their power of evocation. The song Jai Ho is an abiding memory of his brilliant film Slumdog Millionaire. Lord Meghnad Desai is a hard-nosed economist and a soft-hearted lover of Hindi cinema.
One of the great things about Hindi film songs is that they have been written by outstanding poets, Hindustani poets, basically. And after all, if you were a professional poet, there's no way of making a living. But writing a film song was a very lucrative thing. And so the poetry in this was exquisite. Often films are absolutely terrible stories, terrible plots, nothing. But songs were what made the film.
I asked Indian journalist and film expert Shashi Baliga the reasons for Lata's fame and success.
Composer Madan Mohan said, "We once set out all across India and we never found anybody better than Lata." So the truth is that she did simply have the best voice in the country. Now you have many more voices coming in, because the roles have changed. Hindi cinema has changed. It's allowed for grays. There were no grays in the time that Lata sang. So she fitted that profile perfectly.
Lata's profile also reflected the many changes India went through. Her voice had profundity and was the soundtrack to the serious challenges faced by the nation. But did she herself play an active part in the independence movement? Harish Bamani again.
Even when the Big Brother was watching, when the rulers, the then rulers, would clamp strict censorship, she sang a song called Vande Mataram, which means I bow to you, O motherland. This was yet not allowed. Vande
Mataram. गाना गाओ कहा है तो मैंने गाया है
अच्छा
मैं ना नहीं करती हूँ वो मेरा काम है गाना गाना पर मैं पॉलिटिक्स में मुझे
When I asked Lata Mangeshkar about her part in the political life of India, she told me that though she had sung patriotic songs in her time, she really wasn't a political animal. Her gift was singing. That's what she did. Lataji is measured and thoughtful, a devout Hindu, a woman who sings intoxicating songs about love, but never married and never had children. Instead, she took charge of her extended family. Asha was the wild one. She eloped at 16, divorced and became a single mother. She was sensual and sexy, not afraid to speak her mind and relished singing daring lyrics. I once saw her perform in a packed Wembley Stadium, dancing, swaying like an upright cobra alongside muscly, oiled young men.
Asha was the headstrong one, Lata was the responsible one. They're both really very opposite personalities. And when Asha eloped, Lata didn't really like it, but she was a sister, so she supported her.
And of course, they did all this in the early days and during a very different time when women had a certain position, sexism in the industry. So many barriers were broken, weren't they?
Yes, and on her own terms.
Shashi Baliga. But surely there must have been many other playback hopefuls over the years.
With the presence of Lata Mangeshkar and Asha Bhosle, there was hardly any room left for any other singer. That was the problem.
Javed Akhtar, lyricist and screenwriter.
They were so good, so capable, so versatile. Any kind of song. Is within their range. Any song. The masters of Indian classical music also respect Lata Mangeshkar. With all due respect to all those who came and went away, the kind of talent these two sisters can boast of is of different league.
You've really got to remember that nobody handed Lata anything on a platter. She worked her way purely on talent. She didn't make things very easy for her sister either. She didn't step aside and say, okay, Asha, you take this song. No, Asha had to do, in the beginning of her career, she had to do a lot of the leftovers, the sexy songs and cabaret songs that Lata would not do.
According to Shamir Tandon, a young dynamic music director who's recorded many a song with both sisters. The key features of their success is their absolute professionalism and dedication.
Every song they sing, even today, is as if it's the first song of their life. Lataji goes on the mic, she tells me all the time, you're the fifth generation music director I'm working with. So my child, don't get scared. If you're not happy, scold me. In today's era, a lot of these singers, before they come, they ask the music director, what time am I leaving the studio? I need to go for another take. Or they're on the mic and they're actually SMSing their girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever. All of this you won't see in the Mangeshkar sisters ever.
I remember going to a recording in the 70s where Lata Mangeshkar was singing.
Kabir Bedi, veteran Bollywood star.
Those days, there weren't that many electronics and all these musicians were lined up, 50, 60 of them. And Lata had come in and she pulled out a crumpled piece of paper which were the lyrics of the song which she had taken down over the phone. And it staggered me to see this because I knew that in the West when a song is recorded, everyone has printed musical sheets, the lyrics of the thing have been talked about and agreed perhaps weeks before. And here she was literally reading off a scrap of paper, and within 5 hours she had recorded an absolutely breathtaking song. Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Satyam Shivam Sundaram.
Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Sundaram.
जब भी मैं गाना गाती हूँ, मुझे कुछ याद नहीं रहता. कहाँ हूँ मैं, क्या हो रहा है, मुझे पैसे कितने मिलेंगे, मैं कहाँ जाऊँगी, मैं सब भूल जाती हूँ.
When she sings, she is so consumed by the song that nothing else matters. Be it the world, whether she is getting any money for it, any monetary benefits, whether the song is going to become famous or people are going to appreciate it. She is just focused on her singing and she's in that song.
What about technical brilliance, the quality of the voices that distinguishes the two sisters? Shamir Tandon again.
The truth is that Asha ji is slightly higher on her range. She almost does 3 octaves, while Lata Didi does about 2.5 octaves. So that's the only difference, apart from also the versatility of Asha ji, which is slightly more than Lata ji. In the earlier days, some rock and roll songs started coming into Bollywood. So then they would say, okay, let's call Asha ji, not Lata ji. Songs which had a smile, you know, a laughter. She's a pioneer in bringing these concepts in singing, which Lata ji never did. Even things like breath techniques, you know. Aja, aja, main hoon pyaar tera, Allah, Allah. Inkaar tera. Now, aja, 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 aja. So this is Asha Bhosle for you. Because
very
the composer,
sexy.
Yeah, very sexy.
Very
the composer
sexy.
Knew that Lata ji would probably build a wall and said, hey, let's just do, oh, aja, 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 aja. Whenever some kind of morality comes in, like tawaf, a prostitute, singing for a prostitute. So Lata ji would prefer to be just the singer for the heroine in the film, for the lead actress who would be a good, good girl, not for the prostitute in the film, not for someone who's a bar dancer. So Asha ji chose to sing those songs and she delivered them so well.
Thank you. sell-out Lata Mangeshkar tribute show at the Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan in London. On offer is a repertoire of favourites sung by singer Maya Deepak. It's packed with British Asian fans. World music is now hugely popular across the UK, and Bollywood films are no longer confined to Asian audiences. There were hardly any non-Asians in the auditorium. These legendary sisters, the Nightingales of India, have made little impact on American and European sensibilities. Lord Desai again.
The difficulty is that just as a Maria Callas would not go across an Indian audience, it would be very difficult to be able to sort of convey what joy Lata Mangeshkar or Asha Bhosle can convey to the listener. And to that extent, there are barriers. The whole context has to be understood. Of course, the diaspora has brought all that music here with them. And to some extent, you kind of spread around the influence. You take your friends and make them listen to this thing. But eventually, it's inside you.
Nitin Soni, the British musician and composer, grew up listening to his parents' Bollywood records. He's a great admirer of the musical skills of Lata Mangeshkar in particular.
If you listen to Inhi Lagune, because it's such a stunning song on so many levels, you have all the complexity and the virtuosity of the instrumentation and the very fact that you've got this gorgeous synergy between what's going on with the footwork of the Kathak dancing. There's quite a complex flurry at the beginning, and yet her vocal just is so effortless and graceful over the top of this piece. There's a transcendence that she has to her voice where you don't sit there and, like you do with some of the great Indian classical singers, marvel at the technique. You're sitting there and you're in the moment.
To me and millions of others, these sisters are among the finest singers in the world. They've been acknowledged as the most recorded artists in music history. At the height of their careers, they perform to full houses all over the globe. Yet even I find it hard to understand and explain how they were able to sing for actresses as young as 20, well into their 70s.
Lataji once said that Hindi films are an excuse for the music. And there's so many songs that people listen to, they have no clue which movie it came from or which scene it was from. So at that point, it doesn't matter how old the singer is. If you didn't know it was Lata or Asha, would you think it was a 70-year-old woman singing?
No, not at all. That's the thing. That's
there
the
you
miracle.
Have the answer. Their voices are eternally young. And the other half of the answer is that sometimes in Bollywood, anything goes. So there it is. There's no other more complicated answer.
There's been so much change since you started singing, you know, from full 40 people instruments to
100 people
to now machines.
Yes.
But you have adjusted, you have accepted this change. Is that been difficult?
Thoda difficult hai. Difficult kyun hai?
Earlier when they used to sing, it was like along with the 100-odd musicians, she and her male duet colleague, whoever it was, they all sang together and they were in sync with each other. Nowadays what happens is even if you make one mistake, it's just that one word which is dubbed. So in the process, though it's technically advanced, the soul is lost somewhere.
Their world has certainly changed immeasurably, yet the sisters are unfazed by that. Now 84, Lata has stopped playback singing almost entirely, but Asha is still surprising everybody. She's now a judge on Indian Idol and is also a successful restaurateur. Celebrity blogger Malini Agarwal.
Of late, the interesting thing is Asha Bhosle is now on Twitter. You can follow her at Asha Bhosle and she tweets. People love her and they love to tell, you know, talk to her and send her messages and, you know, tell her what their favorite songs are. So I think she's really bridging the gap. So she tweeted, FYI, Asha has been voted best Indian restaurant in Dubai by Time Out 3 years in Michelin Guide UK. Thank you for all your support. So I guess she's opened a restaurant in Dubai, which I wouldn't have known had I not been following her on Twitter. She's holding a cooking class and that she's so passionate about food. Clearly she's created a whole brand around Asha, which is more than the singing.
Not to be outdone, Lataji has launched her own new record label, LM Music. There is no doubt the sisters are absolutely committed to their art, and that explains their legendary success. But I really hadn't expected such an iconic songstress to be as receptive and open-minded as Lataji was, young at heart and in voice. She told me that her favourite singer was Nat King Cole and that she cried when he died. And was I dreaming? Or did I really sing with one of the great nightingales of India?
How did this happen? I sang with Lataji.
You've been listening to The Nightingales of India with me, Yasmin Alibi Brown. The programme was produced by Mohini Patel.